I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
We're good, baby. Let's get it.
Oh, we are good. Episode 85, December 13th. We just finished in Baton Rouge.
Chilling.
Yeah, we out here. And shout out to my guy, Anton.
Yep.
Anton came through to meet and greet. Said he was he's a driver. Was it Uber Eats driver? What did he say?
Postmates?
Uber Eats? He drives for DoorDash.
Oh, nice.
He drives for DoorDash. And he listened to the pod.
Love that.
Came in with his lady.
Cool.
I don't know if his wife or his girlfriend or wife was at home and this was somebody else. I'm just kidding. Nah, I think it was his I think it was his girlfriend.
Just airing him out.
Yeah. Nah, my bad, dude. He's like, dude, I got a shout out.
He's like, dude, I said I went solo. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, it's but shout out. I go I always like meeting people that doing real jobs.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we have real jobs.
Yeah,
I sat next to a guy. I was coming home from West Monroe, Louisiana. I was on the Duck Dynasty podcasts yesterday. Yep. I was on a bunch of them. The guy, there's a paper mill down there, and he was flying to Denver. He makes all the cartons for like if you buy like a 12 pack of Coke in the cardboard.
Yeah.
He makes that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, I guess somebody has to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what do you do? He's like, well, you know, all the like Bud Light. He's like, we're a paper mill and we make the carton.
He probably makes a fortune doing it.
Fortune. Yeah.
That's one of the like boring businesses that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, dude, you do something that nobody realizes is important, but
that's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
We need some emails.
Yeah.
Of some blue collar jobs.
Yeah.
Of some stuff that we don't know. We're disconnected.
Yeah.
I go, oh yeah. So I guess I thought that was done in it's done in a machine.
Should we have a competition to see who has the most blue collar job?
The bluest collar job.
Okay.
That's a good competition.
I like that.
Yeah. So somebody like, hey, you know the
is the bluest job, the bluest collar job like in the country?
Well,
that's what we're trying to find out.
Oh, I thought we were asking our fans the bluest.
It can't be like I build homes. I know what that is.
Right.
I paint the lines on the interstate. I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. No, I think this guy's a great example of it.
I go, wait, what? And I was asking him all kind of questions.
Yeah.
2 hour flight. I was like, so tell me about this.
He sounds like somebody Theo would have.
He's like, I hate this.
Theo would be like, tell us how you make those.
He gets all the paper and then they, I go, and then they, I go, do you ship the empty thing? He goes, no, they're stacked. I go, oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then they got to glue them and print them.
Right.
But any kind of margin is fascinating. We don't have time for this in the podcast.
Yeah.
But,
moving right along.
January, we're back. We're off for about a month, baby. What am I going to do? It's December 12th. I'm not back till January the 18th, North Charleston, South Carolina, Columbia, Wilmington, Nashville, Tennessee. Third show added, baby. We might add a fourth, bro. We're on fire. We're on fire.
10 a.m. show?
We're on fire. Dude. We'll do it. We'll do a church service.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It counts, dude. I'll do some Christian jokes.
That does count.
I mean, I got plenty of Christian jokes anyway, but
we'll
sing some songs. Michael W. Smith will come out.
Ooh.
February, Greenville, Knoxville, Huntsville, Amarillo, Wichita Falls, home of the family of Stormy Leonard.
Stormy Leonard.
Yeah, she listens. Wow, dude, Stormy, she's been in here.
Oh, I didn't know
Russell
that was her last
Hancock.
Name.
Yes, dude, unbelievable.
Got
she's
it.
A big fan of the
Sorry,
pod.
Stormy, didn't know that was your last name. That's on me.
No.
I just know you on Instagram.
And Rustler. She's going to be the mayor of Nashville probably soon.
I hope so.
We got to get her back on the pod.
Yeah.
Lubbock, Texas, Munhall, Pennsylvania, Zanesville, Ohio, Cleveland, March. I'm going to say all these because people need Christmas gifts.
Hit them.
We coming. And this is the place for Christmas. Mobile, New Orleans, Houston, Detroit, Fort Wayne, Peoria, Buffalo, Toronto, the six, Erie, Pennsylvania, Durham, Macon, Chattanooga, Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Reading, Dayton, and Lexington.
Yep.
We out here.
We are out here.
Come through and see us, baby. We're all the way out here, man. What an unbelievable week we've had.
Yeah, man.
AG1, been a part of millions of mornings since 2010. I don't know how old I was. Foundational nutritional foundational nutrition supplement delivers comprehensive nutrients for whole body health, baby. Mm. I was listening to this Andrew Huberman podcast about vitamins, mm-hmm. and they were talking about this.
Talking about AG1.
Yeah. Nice. But I was just like, dude, I eat horrifically on the road. Mm-hmm. And this is just.
It's like an insurance policy.
Yeah. That's a better way to say it. Yeah. One drinkable habit, baby. Get all your multivitamins, probiotics, and more. I saw an AG1 commercial on TV.
They're big time.
I was like, that's us, baby. Yep. I can't think of another daily routine that pays off as well as AG1. This is why I trust the product so much. Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder in water once a day?
So true.
One scoop of mixed with water once a day, give you increased energy. I put some ice in mine. You don't in yours, but
I don't go ice.
To each his own. Mm-hmm. Grease energy, got it. Mm-hmm. Mood support, got it. Mm-hmm. I've been in a good mood. Mm. And makes it easy too, as Joel Osteen would say.
Live your best life.
Living my best life. If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1. Get 5 free travel packs plus a 1-year supply of vitamin D. Go to drinkag1.com/net positive. drinkag1.com/net positive or hit the link in the episode description.
Description
below. All right. I got a country for us.
Hit us.
If you're new to the podcast, welcome in.
We specialize in geography.
Is that, yeah, that's what everybody is listening last week. They go, please, no more geography ever. We are charting the 156th comedy podcast in Bermuda.
Ooh.
Andrew, where is it? How do you get there?
It's in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Which is...
Let me also say, have been.
You've to Bermuda. Been.
Yeah, I've been.
Very gosh, cool. You're such a good Christian.
Yep. Well, I was on a cruise. But.
Why did you assume it was a missions trip?
Whoa, dude. Shots fired at Bermuda. They were like, dude, thanks for doing the Lord's work. I was drinking a Mai Tai. Yeah.
This dude was drunk on the beach.
Anybody from Bermuda's. Nah, we're not charting next week.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Where is Bermuda?
Thanks for doing the Lord's. Well, all right. How would you... Let me just pose this question to you both.
Okay.
I left on a cruise ship to go to Bermuda.
Yeah.
It took 2 days to get there by cruise ship.
Yeah.
Would I leave out of New York or LA?
You'd leave out of New York.
Andrew?
I have no idea. I don't even know where this is located.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Unless you went through the Panama Canal.
Shut up. You don't know that well, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Yeah. Fly over the top of the globe.
Dude, this guy's talking about the Panama Canal out here. What?
No, it is.
You leave from New York.
2 days east of New York City. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the Bahamas.
Well done.
Thanks, man.
I'm really impressed.
The Bahamas, you leave out of New York. Or you leave out of L.A. No, not the Bahamas. Sorry. No, Hawaii. Don't. Hawaii.
Yeah, obviously.
You leave out of L.A. and go straight.
We're here again.
No. I got this. I was just confused. Mm-hmm. You go straight west.
Yes.
Right? For it takes a long time
forever
to get there.
Yeah, yeah, it's far.
And Bermuda, you leave out of New York City, and it's probably not that long of a flight, but there's nothing except for that.
It's just ocean.
That's and Bermuda.
How scary is that?
It's terrifying.
The ocean is so scary.
Oh,
so
we don't mess with the ocean.
Bermuda's just like a small island?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What continent would it be in, technically?
Oh, good question.
I think it belongs to North America.
Is it ours?
Interesting.
No, I don't think we own it. They're their own nation, aren't they?
Oh, dude, it's farther south than I thought. It's down by the Bahamas. No, it's not. It's not. Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda is a British overseas territory in the North Atlantic. Oh,
all right. The Bermuda Triangle is mm-hmm. that. And then by the Bermuda, mm-hmm. the island is up there.
Yeah,
I was right. Yeah.
It is way further north than I thought it was. I did think it was closer to like the Caribbean.
And it's far, and Hawaii is way out there on the other side.
Yeah,
it's
way
not comparable.
Out there.
Yeah. There's nothing out there.
Not the same thing at all.
And that when you get those big storms, that's not where you want to be.
Mm-mm.
Not in Bermuda.
No.
It's a wrap.
Were you afraid on the boat when you couldn't see anything but water?
I don't get scared about something
really?
Like that. No. Because the boat's big.
I think that would really scare me.
Nothing around everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look on you. Yeah.
That's scary to me.
I don't get scared about stuff like that.
Okay.
I like to do it. Yeah.
But shouts out Bermuda.
I was on a cruise and we would go back and forth there like 4 times in a row.
What do you mean?
And then I want to jump off the back of the boat. I was drinking heavily back
nice.
Then. Yeah.
He said, nice.
Sweet. Dude. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, we go. So we do it a cruise ship. So I just stayed on it for like a month.
Oh, cool.
3 days. Burpito,
you were working on it.
Yeah. Got working it. On doing stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we would park next to, we were on the Royal Caribbean. We'd park next to, you know, with the other one. What's another one?
Carnival.
And we're like, dude, I was like, dude, Royal Caribbean, what's up? And I was like, at least I'm not poor on Carnival. And then it's like, yeah. Everybody loved it. Let's get home.
I love it.
This is back when you couldn't afford the internet on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
You had to like wait till the island. Yo, yeah.
It's a gig.
Bermuda, shout out. Good to have y'all through. Catch up from the weekend.
Yeah, what's going on?
I figured out, I had a epiphany.
Okay.
From the Lord. Mm-hmm. I figured out taking photos with celebrities.
Oh, okay.
I have a new angle because people ask me for photos all the time.
Right.
All the time. Okay.
All and types of people, murderers, non-murderers.
Mostly murderers, yeah. For sure. Mostly murderers. Okay. So we've seen a million people in the green room after our shows, right? So Justin Nunley, you know Justin Nunley?
I know of him, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big TikTok guy,
yep.
Right? Big TikTok guy, big social media guy. Mm-hmm. And Derek Stroop, who was on Fallon. Yeah. 3 weeks ago, was with Tim Allen. I mean, he knows everybody. Okay. He goes, dude, my mom. So Justin came back to the green room, posted a photo. We're at the John Chris show. Derek gets a text from his mom 5 minutes later and goes, OMG, is Justin Nunley at your show? And he goes, we gotta get a photo with him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's what a photo is. Somebody that you know is obsessed with this person.
Nice.
And it's not typically you. Mm-hmm. Because if I was obsessed with someone, I probably wouldn't get a photo. But we watched Dancing with the Stars, the finale. Lydia's obsessed with Dancing with the Stars.
Cool.
This girl named Sochi won. Mm-hmm. She's an actor. I don't even know what her name, or I don't even know what she's from. Dancing with the Stars, winner, Sochi something. People that know Dancing with the Stars. Sochi Gomez, season 32. Mm-hmm. If I was anywhere, and I don't think I've ever asked for a photo with, not in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. If I was anywhere, I would be like, I have to get a photo with her to send it to my girlfriend.
Got it.
Not for, and I wouldn't even post it.
Yep.
You'd be like, holy dude, look who I'm with.
Yeah.
And everybody that ever takes a photo with me is usually like, dude, I mean, we take 100 photos in the meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Maybe a handful of them turn up online. Maybe people put them on their Facebook.
Sure.
And then people are like, yeah, whatever. You get photos because you're with someone. I'll take a photo with Mike, and I'm like, dude, we got to send it to Alex.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have cracked this. This is perfect.
That's why you do it.
Yeah.
Because everybody goes, dude, my mom is obsessed with you. My sister is obsessed with you. My buddy loves you.
Yep.
And you're like, we're at the place, then we're together.
Yep.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
Rarely do you post it, because everybody knows you're not friends with Luke Bryan.
Right.
Yeah. But you're like, mom, you know, I guess where I'm at. Uh-huh. I'm with Luke Bryan.
Yeah. I'm laughing because the Luke Bryan thing is very specific.
Yeah. Or, really like, or who could you be with that you'd be like, these aren't like, who would want to see a photo with you and Tom Hanks?
Right.
Nobody.
But if you said, my mom loves you, Mr. Hanks.
Yeah.
Can we take a photo?
If you would be
oh,
like,
oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm trying to think of like what a crazy like Tom Hanks fan would be. What I mean, is there one?
I don't know. Like I grew up on Castaway.
Yeah. Like what type of, yeah. What, like I could see a TV,
the terminal TV got me show. Through a tough time. Like,
dude. Oh man.
Forrest Gump really like got me out of my depression.
Apollo 13 changed my life. Dude. Was he in that?
Yeah,
Tom Hanks.
So.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I guess a movie star is different than someone that played a character on a TV show.
Right.
Because you could say Tim Allen, because Home Improvement,
yeah.
Me and my dad, or whatever. You could have a scenario.
Definitely.
But a movie star is different because you don't have really a relationship with him. Tim Allen, you have a relationship with the character.
Right.
Not him.
Right.
But you were like, dad, me and you used to watch this show.
Yes.
Look at who I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's how you do it. And I would guess a celebrity would love that way more than if you're like, can we get a selfie?
Yeah.
If you say, hey, Me and my dad used to watch you all the time. Can I get a pic to send to him? Yeah, dude, let's do a video.
Yeah, my mom's obsessed with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would be, I mean, if I saw like, I'm trying to think of who my mom would love of Dave Ramsey. Well, Donald Trump. no, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I almost sent her a Carrie Lake photo,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have it. Carrie took it on her phone.
Yep.
Dave Ramsey.
Yep.
Beth Moore.
Mm-hmm. My mom was, I did one of Theo's pods with Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
You got it.
And she was like,
you got it.
Love Mike Rowe. That's awesome.
It's based on the people you love or you have a connection. If we saw like, if we saw somebody that we've talked about on this podcast all the time, I've probably done it to you
mm-hmm.
and seen that person. I'd be like, dude,
oh yeah,
I gotta send this. This is like a tier four celebrity.
Yes.
Not even a celebrity. Somebody, if we saw the strawberry milk mom girl.
Oh, dude.
I'll be like,
yes.
Yeah.
I got to send this to y'all.
100%.
I'm not going to post that.
No.
It would be, it's strange.
That's just in the text thread.
Yeah. I would put, if I saw, I'm trying to think, like Lydia was like, if you run into Sadie Robertson,
mm-hmm.
you have to take a photo with her.
Mm-hmm.
I go, Sadie Robertson?
Yep.
That's your girl. She's like, oh yeah, we grew up on Duck Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that from the Duck Dynasty that they were, I was like, I got to send this photo to. That's why.
I like that move.
Yeah. Because I think the era of, did I interrupt you? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go.
I think the era of like posting with a celebrity on Instagram, like you don't know him.
No, it's dead.
It's that era's over.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, hey, look, me and Jason Aldean. Unless you're like at his house.
Sure.
Yeah. You're like, you saw him on the street and you bothered him. That's annoying.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The opposite of friends.
Yeah.
Where's the line though? As far as I approach John Crist and I say, John, my blank loves you.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I get a picture?
Oh, yeah. How far away from
So
it?
Like
yeah.
I can go like my wife. I can go my brother.
Oh yeah, it's gotta have be close.
I can go my mom or dad.
Parents, yeah.
Can I say my cousin?
They gotta be a super fan.
Okay.
Because you can go siblings.
So if I was like, my cousin is obsessed with you.
Yeah, you have to say that.
Obsessed, it obsessed. Makes that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then
so obsessed makes cousin.
If you say my cousin watches your videos, no.
What if I'm like, my stepbrother loves you?
No.
Doesn't count.
Gotta be blood.
Really? Okay, gotta be
get
blood.
Get out.
Gotta be
blood. Nah, gotta get out.
My dog.
Now, in-law, out.
No.
In-law.
In-law's out, too?
No, in-law's in because if you, I would do something to impress my girlfriend's parents.
And that'll help.
Nah, I would do that.
That'll help.
No, I do that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I would do that.
I do that.
Derek would never ask for a photo with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, we got to get a photo with Justin. I go, really? And he goes, my mom's obsessed with him.
Yeah.
I go, oh. And I bet everybody would have that similar story.
Yeah, I like that approach.
Yeah. Because
I'll employ that. I'll definitely do that.
Because you're not going to be like, he's at my show. We are, even if you took a photo with LeBron James, we know you're not buddies with him.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
And it used to be like, dude, you got a photo with JFK.
Mm-hmm.
At the, that's a crazy photo. Because it was, I guess, a photo just in a photo book in black and white. We're like, cool. I guess you're buddies with him.
Right.
There wasn't a tag. There was no locations. There was no.
Right.
You're just, there was no security. There's no like, it's just like a black and white photo, you and JFK. You can make up any story you want.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
You could be like, oh yeah, we go hunting together.
There's a guy on TikTok who does like, people will comment like, all right, let's see you with so-and-so.
Oh yeah.
And he'll do photos that like trace.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah,
I'm with this person and then this person with this person, this person. Yeah, and he can kind of like connect the dots all the way to back. So-and-so.
Yeah. Like pretty cool. Yeah. I mean.
That's a lot of asks.
It's a lot of asks. I've been in that place before. Like I got to get a photo with this person for this person. Sometimes I FaceTime. I was like, dude, we got to FaceTime. Whenever I get a FaceTime from a stranger, I know they're with one of my buddies.
Nice.
Gotta be. Oh, baby, what do you want to get to?
We got a lot today.
Oh, we got a lot.
What do you want to hit? We got some viral stuff here up top. You want to hit it?
All right, let's do that one.
The one that you brought that I haven't seen yet?
I sent this to Andrew. I sent this to Alex. And you want to just watch it?
Yeah. I haven't seen this
yet. All right, it's long, but we got to watch the whole thing.
All right. It is, 2.5 minutes. Here we go.
Here.
I'm here to answer all your questions. Get ready with me while I tell you how I marry my twin.
No.
Hold on, Andrew.
This isn't real.
Andrew, did you hear that?
This can't be real.
Get ready with me while I tell you how I married my twin.
This can't be real. Already.
Yes, it is.
Is it real? You have to tell me before I watch so I can really mentally prepare. Is this real?
Yes.
No way.
Watch it. Watch it. Watch
okay.
It.
All right.
Austin and I found out we were twins when we were 16 years old. I know it sounds super crazy, but let me explain. When me and Austin were in the womb, our parents were actually going to get divorced after our birth.
Okay.
When we were born, my parents decided that my dad would take me and my mom would take Austin.
Okay.
Which is super hilarious because Austin looks exactly like our mom and I look exactly like my dad.
Just doing
funny
her makeup
enough,
this whole time.
Me and Austin lived 5 minutes away from each other and our parents had no idea how close we actually were to each other. Austin and I ended up...
No.
Hold on. Hold on.
Do you want to... All right. Should I hold my comments till the end?
All right, I'm going to write down notes. All right, yeah.
There's
yeah.
No way your divorced parents didn't know that you lived 5 minutes from each other.
They're hanging out a lot.
Yeah, no way, okay. Dude.
Yeah, look, keep going. Yeah.
Ended up going to the same high school. The weirdest thing is literally right when I saw him, I knew there was something, like a connection, and I didn't know what it was, if it was love at first sight, which it could have been. The funny thing is that me and Austin went on dates when we finally started liking each other.
Okay.
And my dad never knew who he was. Austin and I went to a dance together, and that is where I met my mom for the first time. We had dance pictures, and usually sometimes parents come and watch their kids get pictures done. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad and my mom were there at the same time. And that is when our whole lives got turned around. We were all in such shock. So Austin and I just kept dating.
Skipped a
entire reveal that you guys are twins. Oh, yeah. How'd she just skip over it? So we just kept dating. What do you mean?
Whoa. Okay, no. So, like, so the I guess they're going to a school dance.
Uh huh.
And the dad brings, and then the mom, and he goes, "Oh, that's my ex-wife."
Right.
Oh, these are.
Do you think they still went to the dance?
It sounds like they just kept going.
Keep watching.
And by the time we were 18, we literally had our life planned out. Just imagine you meet the love of your life when you're 16 and you get thrown that curveball.
Yeah, it's a curveball.
That you were twins. If you were dating in
not
high school
were, are.
And
yeah, you are twins.
In your life, would you really drop everything, break up because you found out you were twins?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Next question.
I don't think you would. Austin and I got married and we had our whole family there and they were so supportive. And it was the best day of my life. I can't picture my life any other way, and I can't picture my life without Austin. Imagine, what would you do if you were in our situation and you met the love of your life, you had your whole life planned out, what would you do?
Run, dude. Not some Game of Thrones stuff. Yo. This is nuts, dude.
I know, dude.
No.
I know.
What would I do? Not what you did. That's it.
They got married.
Yeah, no, dude.
They got married.
Absolutely not.
How is this how I marry my twin?
Absolutely. And casually doing your makeup while you tell the world that you married your brother is so nuts. Let's replace the word twin with brother.
Yeah.
And look at how different it is.
Oh, yeah. It's twin. Twin, it's like an easier.
Twin sounds like fun. Yeah. Like, that's my twin. Like, yeah.
It's twin.
Yeah. No, it's your brother.
We got involved in a domestic issue. No, he punched you. He pistol whipped you.
Yeah. Don't rebrand incest.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to let you PR spin zone your way out of this
Well, what it was a. Yeah. All right. It's a twin.
Yeah. Cool.
So, all right. I could have. There's holes in the story.
By the way, this is your for you page.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
This didn't come up on yours?
Nope.
Dang it. That's all right. All right. I could see. There's a lot of holes in the story.
Uh huh.
There's a lot of holes in the story. Okay, that you we hung out all the time,
right?
So there must be some questionable parenting going on.
But lived 5 minutes from each other. There's no way that your parents are divorced don't know exactly where each other live.
Great point. I would see. Yeah, I would see. All right. So if you're within, because
he's paying child support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy knows the address to like never have met Like, I get, like, knows, oh, we're going to split the kids up. But, like, to right. never have met your daughter in your entire life, dude, well, maybe, is crazy.
I talked about this when we were going out. We went down to Beaumont, Texas, which is the edge of the world, by yeah. the way. It's such a, like, a depressing city. Mm. It's, and you're like, oh, I put my filter of the universe through the way I grew up. And then, but we did the same thing with the Taylor Swift thing.
Right.
And it was not, that turned out that perspective was not accurate.
Right.
Because there was no, there's pit seating down there and it was in a four, and you're like, oh, I'm imagining MetLife Stadium.
Right.
That's not it. So we're imagining the families we come from. Now it's still.
Don't justify.
Hold on. No. You're right. Okay.
I'm trying I see to, you though. You're saying,
let's I'm trying to think step of a into situation their for a sec. I get it. Where your parents would are very present and mine were in my child. There was no way a situation, but if you were a single parent and dad was working and mom was working, but there's still no way. I'm trying to think that there's less oversight than probably we had.
Right.
But you would, if you were within a bike's distance, mm-hmm. I could see that my parents not knowing whose house I was at.
I can understand
to play
that.
With Matt.
Yeah.
And we would go all around. But if you have to drive that person or pick them up, mm-hmm. there's no excuse. How was correct. They getting to that house?
Correct.
Walking?
That's I think number one is how do they, the parents would know if they have seen that house or been to that house, they would know exactly
and
whose house
and they're
is.
Spending time a lot.
Yes.
And the.
But as far as not knowing who your kid is dating, yeah. that's completely understandable for sure.
Understandable.
Absolutely.
Would you not know who, if you live 5 minutes away, would you not, you never have seen your daughter?
Yeah, also, you don't even know her name.
Or you don't even know, yeah, you've maybe. Never seen your son. That could be.
Yeah,
we
maybe.
Could, we could buy that?
Yeah, I could buy that.
Okay. All right, I'll get
especially
that.
If, like, if they were pregnant with twins
yeah.
and still got divorced, that must have been a pretty toxic relationship. And yeah. they both were just like, let's just cut this, let's split it. So and I'll even give them a little bit of, like, maybe you don't know exactly where they live.
But what's.
I think that's, like, garbage, but, like, I'll give you that.
This is like Moses in the. You just. What do you mean you just have birth and you go, I'll take this one, you take that one.
Yeah.
Nice doing business with you.
I'll 50, take it
50.
I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
There's no custody battle because you just, I will split it.
Yeah.
There's no going. There might not be child support in this situation.
Interesting. Okay. You all right. So go, let's, we're giving them a lot, but let's give them all that.
We're giving them a lot.
Sure.
Hey, we don't know. And let's say not, they're hanging out as kids. Yep. But let's say 12, they meet.
Did she say? I thought she said 16.
All right, let's say high school.
Yeah.
Okay, so they never have seen each other prior to then. So I could get not knowing who you're hanging out with when you're getting in high school.
Yeah.
Not when you're a kid.
Right.
Okay.
In high school, you could definitely hang out with kids that your parents don't
know. Because she said she met him and she had this instant connection.
Right.
Yeah, it's your twin. Yeah. Yeah, you're in the womb.
You shared a womb.
The parenting aside, like, we can give the parents all of the leeway. The fact that you found out.
Yes, that's why I'm okay with giving them so much up front,
okay.
because I know where it goes.
Yeah.
Insane.
And that's a stop sign.
So they start hanging out.
Yeah.
And let's say, let's go with this.
Sure.
They start hanging out and they don't know.
Right.
Hey, who's your, my, that never comes up?
Yeah.
How does that not come up?
Yeah.
Well, they've.
I think I believe this.
The kids,
by the way.
Really?
I think so.
What part?
I don't gather that she's being insincere. I don't know. Is she?
I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. To be honest, I really don't know.
I don't know either. All right. So they.
I also think it's hilarious that the comment is, we've been waiting for answers. Safe to say we're still confused. That comment is by Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Sonic Drive-Ins left that comment. Sonic's like, yeah, we got to know what's going on here,
listen,
man.
We got a lot of marketing and the Q4 numbers.
Yeah.
What's going on?
We need
on?
To know if we can use you guys as influencers or not. So what's we're going to need you to clear some things up for legal.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll so give them all that.
Okay.
Fine.
Let's say of all the things that the parents have clearly decided not to be in each other's lives.
Yes. Oh,
or not to be in any, but the one thing that's going to bring them back together is homecoming.
Yeah.
like a bad remake of Parent Trap.
Like you've all the recitals, all the track meets, mm-hmm. all the football games,
yep.
all the band choir uh-huh. and none of that. And you go, my son's got this girl he's going to the dance with. I should show up. Now you're showing up? Well, no, that's not true.
No, that's fair.
Because the husband could have been showing up
yeah.
for all the daughter stuff.
Right.
And they were, if they really did say, I don't.
It would have had to be a real clean break. And then I would also assume too.
But they live in the same city.
I know.
Not, they didn't move.
I know. That makes it tough. But I would also say, I'm sure the parents have given the kids different stories. Yeah, like she doesn't know she has a twin out there.
I get on board with that.
He doesn't know that he is a twin out there.
Why would you?
Right. It would just make it harder. So I'm sure it's, they've been given stories of like, yeah, your mom and I got pregnant.
There's no,
she left.
Hey,
or she died, or you know what I mean? Like
where are you sending her to school? Madison Central. Oh, so am I.
Right.
They might be in geography together.
Yeah.
We didn't.
A class we skipped.
Yeah.
You got it.
I mean, what? Yeah. That's not a conversation. We're giving them a lot. We're giving these parents so much.
I'm giving them everything so far.
Okay.
Because then they both meet and realize.
So you show up to the backyard.
Yes.
In the gazebo.
Did you have this as a homeschool kid? You guys 100%. Still did it?
No, I went to a Christian high school.
Oh, perfect.
I was homeschooled until 8th grade.
Got it.
Went there. So the backyard gazebo.
It's a big deal.
Somebody cut the grass. They got a thing, one of the things to put on.
Somebody cut the grass.
So you walk out.
Yep.
With him.
Yep.
He walks out with her, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you go.
The parents look at each other.
And the parents look at each other and go, oh, that's crazy to see you here.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew you lived 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And your kids go to this school.
Yep.
Oh, my kid.
And then they get in frame together.
Who you go? Oh, who's she going with? I would keep it a secret. I would do it and keep it a secret.
You do what? You go to the dance?
No, I just keep. Yeah. If you were the parent.
Oh, you
just
wouldn't
say anything?
No.
You'd let them go to the dance?
Yeah.
Just their whole lineage of their children destroyed.
Odds are, listen, it's a Christian podcast, but odds are they were sleeping together. They have already, by the time, if this story is true, by the time they figured out, it's too late.
They've interacted physically in some sort of fashion, for sure.
Hold on.
Now you're uncomfortable.
Okay. So let's say that's when they realize, because I guess maybe, hopefully the parents did they tell them before the dance? Or did they let them go?
I don't know what you do, man. I think you got to tell them because you got to save
the
embarrassment.
Before they get in the limo?
Yes, because you got to save them the embarrassment of going to the dance.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing together. Whatever else comes with going to a dance.
No, but no one else knows.
No, but they're going to know if you tell them afterwards.
Who?
The kids.
Yeah, but none of the community knows because they don't know now.
The community will know.
How?
Because this is the biggest secret of the century to hit this community, dude.
But if they kept it, I'm saying.
But you can't.
No, I know.
Oh.
But if they told just the kids.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, before you guys hop in this limo, I know you're on, I know you got some Smirnoff here and you guys are set to have a great time. We got one thing. So my parents were like, one thing before you go, like, just make sure you're respectful to this woman and all that. Uh-huh. Your parents had that talk with you before you went on a date.
Of course, sure. Yeah.
Real quick. Guys, I just have to say one thing real quick. And I love you. This is great. And you guys are going to have a great time. And I heard Nelly and Juvenile and some Lil Wayne songs are going to be on this. And then Ronnie won Homecoming Queen and her Homecoming King. It's going to be great. Super quick though, you two that are going to prom to get the, you just put the corsage and the bouquet. That
corsage
is, did I say that wrong?
You know, you nailed it.
That you two are twins,
brother and sister. Thanks, Mom and Dad. See you guys later.
I love the idea of you giving that speech to them as they're in the limo and you're just like holding the door open, like leaning into the limo. Yeah, yeah.
And everybody else is drinking in the back there. Let's go.
Yeah, and you're like, and by the way,
girl, you look good. Guys, you back that thing up.
You're twins. Yeah. Shut the door. Yeah.
Do they look the same?
We got to know.
There
dude.
Was a connection.
We need a follow up.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Well, if you were so deep in. All right.
Yeah. Imagine, now let's address the after. You find out. Now what?
I am dating a girl. I have this strange connection with her, feel like we've been friends since birth.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this kind of connect. We get each other. We understand both single parent household raised the same.
Right.
Connecting in all kind of ways.
Crazy.
And somebody tells you, that's your sibling.
Mm-hmm.
but they're separate. But it doesn't matter if they're separate. They're in the same womb from the same woman.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if they're separate.
No.
If you had a stepbrother from a different mom that you were raised your whole life with, that's at least different genetics.
Yeah, you're not blood.
Yeah, and you've been in this. You've been in the same household. I could see an attraction.
Sure.
I guess. That happens, I think.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. That, Andrew, you say we're breaking up?
If I find out I'm dating my twin, I'm breaking up immediately, dude. I'm not going to prom. I'm probably going to fight my dad. No. And I'm transferring schools. My life's over, dude. I've been making out with my sister, dude.
I'm going to fight my dad.
I'm taking all the Smirnoff out of this limo, drinking it myself.
Go to the canyon, Dad. I got to think about some
things. I'm out of here.
Buying a pack of Marlboro Reds.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Calling it a night, dude.
No, but this, you love her, though.
I don't care.
Yes, you do. Dude. You care about her, dude. What do you say? Do you break up with her? Are you mad at her because you love her?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I.
No.
I'm not saying I see where they're coming from. No. Obviously, it's like
you love them.
World is like turned upside down.
I'd have to,
but like at the same time, you don't ever. It's not like you have to not talk to them ever. Hey, on the bright side, you just met your twin. You guys can be best friends for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Just don't have sex.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I was gonna say. I'd still hang, but I just cut
still
off.
Hang.
The,
still be friends.
Of course, you can still hang.
She's your sister.
They got married, bro.
Yeah, get out of here.
I would hang.
They got married.
It should honestly be illegal. Why is that not illegal?
Because they're gonna illegal. Have. I think it is illegal.
Yeah.
Oh, so she just outed herself. Because if they have children.
Yeah, but the law is not coming after you.
Have you ever seen that TikTok family that's like.
Here we go.
All about incest, and they like live in a barn or like some like shack.
Your For You page is crazy.
Dude, I feel like if I showed you guys this, you've definitely seen it. It's insane. Never seen it.
Read the law.
It is illegal to marry. Is it illegal to marry your twin? Still, sibling marriage is legally prohibited in most countries worldwide, except Brazil and Sweden.
All right.
In both countries, marrying half siblings are
legally permitted.
Permitted.
So I guess isn't being married.
My
the issue is having children. Because those kids are going to be screwed up.
I would probably still hang out with her. I wouldn't call her my girlfriend anymore, but I'd still probably like hold hands or something with her.
Dude. That's the homeschool in you, man.
I would still because I love her.
Pause or close?
Nah, pause on there for sure.
Chill.
I still chill. I still love her.
Sure, you can she still love her as a sister, man.
Yeah.
Still love her sister.
This is looking like it's illegal to marry your sibling.
So, but listen, let's watch the end again after they find out. Because she's like, what would you do? Go right there. Yeah.
Dating. And by the time we were 18, we literally had our life planned out. Just imagine you meet the love of your life when you're 16 and you get thrown that curveball. That you were twins. If you were dating.
Hey, not a curveball.
And
dude.
That's a fastball.
That's a wild pitch, bro.
That's a wild pitch.
That is a wild pitch.
Yeah, it's not a curveball.
This is
that's
like.
A curveball?
I also don't like her like smug attitude about this. It sounds like she has had this conversation with herself in her head for years.
You got to try to get the internet to.
Okay, listen, what would you do? Wouldn't you stick around?
Yeah, what would you do?
Wouldn't it be crazier if I left?
Yeah.
No.
Well, all right. Let me just wrap this up.
Yeah.
We got to draw a line to say, get ready with me while I. Just say this story.
We didn't need the makeup tutorial.
No, sometimes you're like, get ready with me while I show you my Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Get ready with me while I tell you a story about when I found out that Santa wasn't real.
Right.
Get ready with me while I go to 9/11.
Yeah.
Is not, or sorry, that was extreme.
I was rolling it.
Get ready with me while my house burns down.
Yeah.
Get ready with me while someone is robbing me. The get ready with me thing on TikTok drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you don't believe in this content that much. So you're like, get ready with me. I'm going somewhere else more important than this.
Got it.
So I'm super busy. Where do you possibly have to go that's more important than telling us directly that you're married to your twin.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready with me while I find out the worst diagnosis of my life. You can just, we don't need the headband in the back and the thing.
I don't need to see you contour while you find out that you have stage 4 cancer. Yes. We don't need to do this.
No, just say, hey, get ready with me while I go to a funeral. No.
Just crying, doing mascara.
Just go.
But it's running before you.
There is a lot of that. There is a lot of that. Get ready with me while I.
This is the wildest I've seen.
That's the wildest.
I would love to see Wilder. If it exists, please send it to us. Because my goodness, this is not okay.
I sent that to 20 people.
Dude.
I go,
thank you for bringing this.
Unbelievable. What a gem.
That's wild, man.
Oh, baby. Manscaped is here.
Yup.
For Christmas.
And you asked for updated Christmas copy, John, and we got you.
They delivered it?
Christmas copy. Santa came early.
It is December 12th. I can't speak on behalf of Manscaped, but I bet if you order it today, you'll get it.
Yeah, this might be your last shot, so I would say act fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Ho, ho, ho. Gentlemen, get ready to jingle and deck the with holiday. All right, with help from our friends at Manscaped, baby, the leader in below the waist grooming, just have launched their performance packages 5.0.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
5.0 Ultra.
I feel like we started at 3.
Maybe I think
we
so,
started at 4.
Yeah.
Now they got the 5.
Mm-hmm.
A small gift. Okay. Featuring Santa's number one helper, the Lawnmower 5.0. Manscaped can guarantee you. Right. Let your ornaments. Okay. But basically, what they're trying to say is 20% off and free shipping.
I think this is safe down here.
Yeah. The Performance Package 5.0, the only one stop shop for your holiday gift perfection.
Mm.
Oh, say goodbye to those holiday party crashers, nose hairs, and ears. Oh, yeah, I got this one, the Weed Whacker 2.0. Get your whole body shaped up. Manscaped has got what you want. Does anybody in the family have too much scruff? Look no further than the Manscaped Beard Hedge Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver for all your facial hair needs, baby. Have their nails seen better days? Manscaped has you covered with their new Shear 3.0 nail grooming kit.
That's a new one.
I don't even have that.
Me neither.
Dang, dude. Manscaped.
I need that one.
Send us our way. Get us everything. Get any grooming thing. And typically I would say if you get grooming stuff for your, if you get it as a gift, if you get it for a dude, let me think of how you could pull that off.
No, this is a good move.
For your buddy.
Get this for a guy.
Get this for your buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get it for your buddy. Get it for your boyfriend. Get it for your husband.
Obviously, a woman can get it for a significant 100%. Other man. Obviously.
Oh, you're talking about get it for your friend?
Dude, get it for your buddy.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah.
Because this is like exponentially improved my quality of life.
Yeah.
And I want my friends to feel the same.
That's it. Like if I'm getting a guy like, hey, you need this GPS, meaning like you get lost all the time.
Right.
So you need this.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, we're getting you... I'm trying to think. We're like how to declutter your house book. You're like, what? Talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't like getting somebody a treadmill.
Nah.
It's not that.
Yeah. You're going to be shaped up.
This is putting somebody on. Well, I
would say, ladies, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 100% honest.
Yes, please.
I don't think ladies should get this for their man if you're the jealous type.
That's a fair point.
Because he's going to look way better.
That is a fair point.
And if you got to just be prepared for that. I'm saying you can still get it, but mentally be prepared.
Yeah, like go.
For your man to be getting more attention from other women.
Yeah, do some work like on yourself to like get secure with that and then get this for your guy.
You get a gift certificate to BetterHelp, okay? And then get him the Manscaped.
Yes.
It's coming.
Yes.
And you're going to be, I got reservations for two. And the waitress is like, okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Manscaped.
Yep.
That's what that is, baby. 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping, baby. Manscaped.com. Use the code NETPOSITIVE or hit the link in the episode description below.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, baby. You want to get to, we'll get a piece of news or two.
We got a couple more viral things. We got some news.
Get to the, I like the King Solomon.
Yeah, let's hit that.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Okay. This is a classic pizza content. Credit where credit is due from Shama Rama.
Yes.
Is where we saw this.
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
There you go.
Decided to build my business based on King Solomon's business model. He was the wisest, wealthiest man who ever lived. One of the first things we see is Solomon started putting out content. And Solomon wrote 3,000 proverbs and his songs were 1,005. You want to be an author. You want to be a speaker. You want to be a coach. You want to have an agency. You want to be an influencer. You want to build a YouTube channel. You want to build an Instagram following. Have you created 3,000 posts? Have you created 1,000 videos?
Come on.
Everybody wants microwave this, drive through that, shortcut this. But Solomon put in the work. And in the content that he created, he didn't do anything elaborate. Yeah. He taught uncommon lessons from commonplace things. I decided to build my business.
I can't believe this is real.
The internet, we got to shut it down.
Solomon was a content creator
imagine,
now?
Imagine the...
When Solomon established the first hype house in BC 49.
Yeah, dude, Solomon, what? Being a content, like, imagine the people that canonized the scripture. Like, this is the message from God. And these are the author of the universe has selected these writings. And he's like, oh, I'm just churning out content.
It was divinely inspired writing. It wasn't him. Literally, it wasn't him.
Content. It was. He was just putting out. He's like, I got a post today, and that, and now we're all reading that, and that's helping us define the direction of our lives.
Like Paul was cranking out letters, and he's like, "Bro, I'm nice with a pen, dog. Yo, you seen this, bro? You seeing how many people are reading this? How many books you got? Yo, how many books? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Who needs Ephesus?
Yeah,
Corinth." Oh, I got one. Oh, I got, no, I got a letter. Oh, yeah. Romans, I'll send one to them. Oh, yeah.
He was like, yo, I'm so good. I'm changing my name. It's Paul now, bro. I'm not Saul anymore.
I'm not Saul anymore.
I'm Paul.
What are the, holler at the Corinthians,
I'm
bro.
Paul because I'm pushing P, baby. Yeah.
This is crazy, dude. And it looks like he's the one that posted it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, and you got
No. This dude posted it. The dude who goes, come on.
Not come on. Not come on.
It shouldn't be come on. It should be come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Dude, you know what? You know, that's what we need. I feel like this podcast is if you guys we'll call each other on some BS.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you disagree.
Yep.
Or if Andrew, obviously if we disagree on stuff all the time, we go, I wouldn't take that side.
Right.
But like we were on the I was on the Duck Dynasty podcast yesterday, and they were all like, they're like, we don't have the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the internet. We don't believe in TV and we don't have cell phones.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I'll go with you guys on all this.
Sure.
But also, you see all these, see everything here? It's because of the internet.
Right.
Like,
right.
You got, in the effort to keep everybody honest, you have to be like, all right, well,
yeah.
Like the interviewer, and the interviewer has to be like, okay.
You got
to
push back a little bit. Just a little.
A little. That's just some of these pastors and like thought leaders, and the business is just the guy just has them in from an interview and goes,
Yeah.
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 No one's checking anybody.
No. No one's getting checked.
I mean,
business advice is sound there too. Like that's what I think is hilarious about it. It's good advice.
We put out a lot of content.
Be consistent. Be patient. Put out content. Yes, absolutely. But like to use Solomon as the example
of content creator. Have you put out 3,000 songs?
Yeah, dude. Have you?
Dude, the idea that he's just like putting out content is crazy.
Like he had a whiteboard in his palace.
Yeah.
And like, he was like, so if we hit this like this click funnel, it looks like if we can get people to the landing page, then we can reroute them to go buy the course. When they buy the course, they're put into the Discord chat. And when they're in the Discord chat, we can sell them merch.
We get their email.
Yeah, we get their email. We can sell that data on the back end. It's all about data.
Yeah. Like, we're like, wait, what? Jesus was like, yo, dude, how many miracles? Dude, I'm doing one miracle a day.
Yeah.
If I boost this.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 miracles a day, at least 10 miracles a week.
We start live streaming them.
Yeah.
We exponentially increase audience.
How, if like
conversion skyrocket.
What we need to do is start counting women and children.
Mm.
Then our numbers, we said 5,000, but we only counted the men.
Like when we did the bread and the fish, like if we had documented that,
gosh,
think about the views we would have done.
We would have been through the roof. That's a wild post.
Nuts, dude.
And then you go to the Young Thug.
Speaking of acronyms
we talked about
content creators.
Week.
Yeah.
A Young Thug said, Young Thug's lawyer said that Thug
truly humbled.
Under God.
Under God.
Under God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truly humbled under God. Yeah.
And then this week, Thug posted on his Instagram and then quickly deleted. Some more references.
Oh yeah,
for what different gang acronyms may stand for in court.
You see that one on the right?
Yeah.
Swag stands for someone who admires God.
Amen, dude.
Slime stands for seeing Lord in me every day.
Amen.
Gang stands for going above normal guys.
That's my favorite one. This is incredible, dude.
We're going above normal guys.
Glock. Guarding lives, overcoming challenges knowingly.
Knowingly.
Wow. Not even like good. Not even knowingly. Kind of a good one.
Knowingly.
Ah. Overly positive pal.
Which is the complete opposite of what it means.
That's like an opposition.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's your enemies.
YSL, Young Soldiers of the Lord, is so good, dude. It's so good.
Hey, I appreciate the consistency.
Why
man.
Did he delete it?
I don't know. Honestly, he's just got to keep putting out content. And yeah. I think he'll get to where he wants
he's
to.
He's probably how watching he that other guy.
Is he not in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, his lawyer got him off, dude.
Also, yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Thugger one over here.
For sure. No, for sure, for sure.
Unreal, bro.
Oh, that's so good. I like watching like the things that we send each other. I think that's everybody.
Yeah.
We just enjoy this like the community of the internet.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I saw this girl in the Atlanta airport, this black girl. I was on the in the train next to, we're all crammed in there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, this girl was scrolling her For You page. It was like nothing that it comes close to mine.
Yeah.
That's what's scary about it.
Yeah,
she was just scrolling, and I was 8 inches from her because I was standing. We're all holding onto the thing, and
you're like, let me get an earbud.
We live in different realities.
Oh, dude, different worlds.
Yeah.
We were 16 inches apart from each other. Could not be. That's why when you see something on the internet, you're like, oh, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not.
Right.
It's probably not.
It's for you.
That girl that we just watched her thing.
Yeah.
Great point. It's for you.
Yeah, right.
For you.
Yeah.
Not for your neighborhood.
Mm-mm.
Not for your gender. Mm-hmm. It's for you.
Yeah.
That girl is living in a different world right now with if you never had notifications, those are you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
You are out of your mind.
Yeah.
That girl that married her twin.
Right.
Well, she was already, but ladies and gentlemen, Miracle Maid is here to bring net positive to you on a Wednesday or whenever you listen to it. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help, and that is better sleep.
Yup.
Miracle Maid got them sheets. They got sheets.
They do.
They got sheets.
Sheets.
Tap into the pillow. Sheets. Oh, that. What is that from?
That's sheesh.
This. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sheets. Miracle Maid got them sheets. I'm going to start doing that, and everybody's going to hate it for
I like
sure.
It. I like it a lot.
Do you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat?
Ew.
What? It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses. That's gross. Miracle Maid offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry, ladies. It's unnecessary. No, dude, come on. Oh. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep?
Hmm.
Yeah, if you wake up too hot or too cold, I do be doing this sometimes. Same. On the road. I sleep on the tour bus a lot, and I can never get that thing regulated.
Yeah.
Nunca.
Nunca.
That's never in Spanish. Self-cooling properties for better quality sleep, baby. Using silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA and also Tom Hanks in Apollo 13.
Right.
They're self-cleaning, luxurious. I let people know I'm rich. I don't think I've ever been in a situation where my sheets have been a part of my Instagram post.
Nope.
But I think Justin Bieber did one time.
Oh.
I remember that.
Hmm.
Better for your skin. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Trymiracle.com/net positive. That is the website. This is the perfect way to give some. Oh, you can give someone sheets. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Save over 40% and be sure. The thing about saving money is that they don't know when you give it to them.
That's true. Like,
these are expensive. Not with the code.
That is true.
We save money, baby. Promo code net positive at checkout. Trymiracle.com, baby. Get it in the episode description or below, baby. We out here.
Let's hit some news.
You want to get to the news a little bit?
Let's
we'll
hit
one
some
or
news.
Two.
Hit some, okay. Yeah, one or two, and then we got comments.
Yeah, we'll do. We don't have to touch on the Shohei Ohtani.
You want to?
Well, we don't have to, but I'm on the good for him.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, sure. Good for him.
$700 million.
Is everybody not on that page?
I'm on that.
There's
page.
A lot of paid people on the internet that are not on that, like deferred payments.
They're wrong.
I like sticking it to California.
Yeah.
And if you can afford deferred payments, you win.
Yeah.
And then he's going to live somewhere else. Or they said he might even renounce his citizenship, go back to China.
Interesting.
Live as a king.
I wonder how that tax works.
160, not like ours.
At first, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to figure it out. And then, yeah, the living not in California thing obviously makes sense.
Yeah.
He's going to have a hard time, I think, though, convincing the government that even though he performed the services in California.
Yeah.
And then also.
Probably true.
Also worked payment. As an employee for a Californian organization.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard, I think, for him to get out of that, even if he doesn't live in Cali anymore.
Probably true.
Well, the thing is, he's going to get those payments. I thought it was going to be like, you finish your last game of your 10th year, here's a wire transfer for $680.
Yeah, no.
And it's like it's another 10 years.
Over the course
that
of
he gets that money.
Yeah.
So.
I am, that's why I have a CPA, is that they figure the ways are, and I pressed them. I pay a lot of money in taxes. Like, hey, we got to not get around it. No, he's not getting around it.
Take advantage of the tax code.
Yeah. The individual will always move faster than the government. I've said this before.
Yeah.
So it's, if he did that he got a way around it, said, oh, we're going to sign with the Dodgers now instead of Atlanta or whoever because of the, good for them.
Especially with the international resources he has. Like,
you win.
They're going to figure it out.
You win.
So wait, we don't need to talk about this, but I have a question.
Let's go.
If he doesn't retire after 10 years and goes and plays for the Braves.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be collecting payments from the Dodgers.
He double dips.
That's common.
Mm-hmm.
That's allowed?
Yeah, there's coaches in college football that have been, well, I don't know, but maybe there's a clause. But if you, like the fired coach from LSU, whatever his name is, Ed Orgeron, he gets $10 million a year or something. But if he takes another job, that goes away.
Do you know that?
I think they're like that.
I don't think it's like that.
It's not.
In baseball, I know it's not like that.
He's getting paid from both teams.
Yeah, you're double dipping for sure.
Smart.
So the incentive is, if he can play, he's 29 now, so he'd be 39 going on 40.
Yeah.
If he can keep playing, he can collect two salaries.
Everybody's like, now I hate Ohtani. I don't.
No, he also makes $30 million a year in endorsements.
Yeah.
So like.
And also.
Makes it deferring that
which
pretty
is
easy.
What's great about this is, let's say he's taking, what is he taking? $2 million a year?
Yeah.
$10 million a year?
Two.
$2 million a year. You can borrow against that money.
Yeah.
You can get any kind of money you want at interest free.
Mm-hmm.
You can borrow 700. What do you need? A house, a bigger a helicopter? You can borrow $100 million with this paperwork.
Yeah.
For interest free.
Yeah.
So it's like, quality of life. He's not missing out on anything.
Right.
I think that's brilliant.
Super smart.
Does the deal mean that if he leaves the Dodgers in the ninth year, he gets no money?
No, there's certain amounts that are guaranteed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is on this, but everything gets set up so that you know exactly what your guarantee is no matter what.
Yeah.
If you get hurt, if you quit, if they trade you, whatever.
I hate the Phillies in baseball. I don't really hate the Dodgers, but I think that's great.
Yeah.
And also, the Lakers continue to be the most embarrassing franchise in all of basketball. They won the in-season tournament and raised the banner to the what?
Wait, this is perfect because we're going to comment section next.
All right, let's get
somebody it. Said, okay, so they go, too bad there. This is Elizabeth Retzlaff.
Oh, let's hear it.
Too bad there isn't a babble for geography. This episode had me entertained all throughout my overnight shift. Love y'all. Also curious, any chance you guys will be touching on the NBA in season tournament? Just wondering what your thoughts are.
Oh, that's what our thoughts are. We're touching.
You think it's embarrassing?
Yes, dude. All the players in their press conferences is like, wait, what is this?
Yeah.
And then all the fans were like, wait, what is this?
I think that's what's embarrassing about it.
It's embarrassing. It's like they were like, hey, we won best podcast in Nashville from the like the I'm not going to say the name of this building, so I don't want people coming up. I was like, well, is there any other podcast? Like your podcast? Like,
who else is playing?
Who is this, the Emmys?
Yeah.
No, it's like Nashville entertainment.com.
Mm-hmm.
They have 7 followers.
Yeah.
Who is this? Is a guy at the front desk that just had a graphic designer.
Yeah.
This in-season tournament, no one knows about it.
Yeah.
Or cares about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a championship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything. And they won it, but they're still playing other games.
Right.
Like all the other teams are playing.
I don't understand the format.
No, neither does anyone.
Like, if you, I'm okay with like.
Neither does anyone.
I'm okay with the Lakers being excited that they won, because if you give them something to compete for and they win it, they have the right to celebrate.
I agree.
I don't know what it is. They don't know what it is. They just know put us on the court and we're going to try to win.
Yeah.
The fans have no clue what's going on.
Nobody's like, if you're like, hey, we're going to go to the game tonight. Oh, it's the finals of the in-season. I go, who cares?
You mean game 12?
Yeah. Like, and all the other teams are playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. I think it's a cool idea. I just think it was executed terribly.
Don't hang the banner from your roof in the Staples Center or the Crypto Arena or whatever. That's just that's so embarrassing. If I was LeBron, I'd be like, hey, listen, I'm trying to win championships and compete with Michael Jordan for my legacy, but
yeah,
not
well,
this.
He's got one more in-season tournament than Jordan will ever have. Yeah, so that's true. That.
Can't hold that against him. What else we got?
Other comments. Kristen Williams.
John. Dang it. John. Dang it. Dang it, dude. Dang it.
She says, John, air tag the golf bag.
Shoot.
My 14-year-old solved your problems going forward. Oh, and fly Delta, obviously. Air tag. It's the move, man.
An air tag.
You should have known that too, because I messed up coming back from Albania. Remember, I lost my luggage for a week?
Yep. Air tags and luggage, yep. For sure.
That's it, man. It's the move. Just put them in your bag, leave them there. They're like 30, 40 bucks a piece.
Wait, air tag? I have them in my cars.
Good.
Yeah.
Same.
I didn't mean cars, plural. That was unnecessary. Flex. But yeah, I had to know, like, if they got towed, I would know where it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, put them in the bags too. You would know exactly where it is.
Obviously, I know. Dude.
It sucks.
I should put them in my carry-ons.
Yes.
Because sometimes they, yeah. Where is it? It's right there.
Yeah, I can tell
you. I got an air tag on it. I'm an idiot.
Yep. That's okay.
That's a great comment.
Next time.
That's a great comment.
So just to check in, we don't know where the golf clubs are.
No, I got a show in Huntsville in January. Wait.
Yeah.
Why would they be in Huntsville?
Because that's where the store is.
The baggage store is. The
unclaimed luggage store.
Unclaimed baggage.
For the whole country?
Yes.
What?
It's in Huntsville.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was the whole country.
I want to say somebody, but it was a week ago, so somebody, they're not probably down there yet.
I would guess not.
So I'm going to say if somebody lives in Huntsville, go by there. But it's a set of Callaway golf clubs in a black and navy blue bag.
People are going to go.
And I have a...
What's on the bag?
It's Legends Golf Club. It's a little guy standing with a umbrella.
Nice.
Do you think you're going to find it?
I hope somebody extorts you for it.
Let me see what else I have in there.
They just get there like, I have your bags.
Yeah.
20 grand.
That would be the craziest story of all time. If you find these golf clubs.
That would be unbelievable. I would never get rid of them the rest of my life.
You couldn't.
And I haven't become a professional golfer.
Yeah. And there would be 9 air tags in the bag at all times.
Sure. On each club.
Yeah.
An air tag on your 6-iron.
Most of the comments we got this week were about geography. So let's rapid fire through some.
Okay.
Steph Williams says, John dissing Andrew about Russia and then so confidently wrong about Antarctica.
I was not wrong.
You kind of.
You were wrong. You were opposite.
John, this is Kristen LR. John's Arctica tirade is not boding well for the pro homeschool argument.
Nah, I'm not hearing any of this.
Western Sunshine says, wait, was Andrew homeschooled too?
Dude.
And then Skybird 111. Says Arctica popped up in my head as well before John said it. So I Googled it. He's right. The North Pole area is in fact named Arctica, named for an ancient continent at the spot.
Shut.
So I owe you an apology. I'm sorry.
I said, okay. And then he's right too.
Andrew?
Yeah.
I'm
because he said Russia. Comment. He said Russia.
Yeah.
I got Arctica and Antarctica confused.
Well, yes, after that comment, Arctica. You were actually right. I'm not really right, but like I could stretch it.
But you're Canada, if you go up over Canada, what's up there?
I made the mistake.
We're doing the same thing we did the last time.
I made the mistake of saying the border. I made the mistake of saying what borders Canada.
Yeah.
Russia was a ridiculous thing to say.
I can see Russia from my house.
But like.
Somebody did comment we should have Sarah Palin on the show to let us know.
Great comment.
What I meant was like, what's, if you just go north,
yeah.
What's the next country that you're going to hit?
Yeah.
Which the stretch is. It's not Russia. If it's like Greenland, but like who lives in Greenland?
Yeah, that but doesn't it's even up. Count. Yeah, you'll get. Yeah, you'll have to. It's
in
like
which case
Bermuda.
It is Russia.
If you might have to angle the, but you'll get to Russia over the top.
Yeah,
but it's not common to fly up there.
Yeah, apparently they do. They do sometimes.
If it exists.
Yeah. Right. If it exists.
I can't believe Arctica is a real thing.
I know. Yeah. People are waiting for that conspiracy pod too.
Oh,
Mary
Kat
14
dude.
Says, "Can we please do a biblical conspiracy?"
Oh yeah, we're filming
podcast.
It next week.
Yeah, we're bringing it. We'll put it together.
Oh, yeah. I'm hot for that one, dude.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be real good. See everybody next week.
Yeah.
We'll be back, baby.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.